For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Terry Nelson spent 32 years working for the U.S. government as a border, customs, and air interdiction officer. He retired last year as a GS-14, the equivalent of a bird colonel.
This is Terry Nelson speaking on behalf of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. I recently gave presentation to two Unitarian churches in Houston where the LEAP message was well received. I then went to San Antonio, Texas, where I worked the LEAP booth at the International County Managers Association. I talked with city managers and others. Many had already heard of LEAP and wanted to hear the message directly. While these results are not scientific, of the conference attendees that came by our table, a whopping 84% agreed that the war on drugs was a failure and that legalization, regulation, and control of the distribution was the best way to proceed. 12% were undecided, and only 5 people disagreed completely. Also, LEAP will be presenting to the National Conference of Editorial Writers this weekend. LEAP's message is that the only way to make any progress on drug abuse in the world is to totally legalize these substances and regulate the consistency and control the distribution points. Currently, the drug dealers decide what the purity will be, where it will be sold, the age of the people that buy the products, and where the profits will be spent. If you want to regulate and control something, it has to be legal. The only way that we can ever hope to get control of the criminal problems associated with drug dealing is to legalize it and thus reduce crime by approximately 80%. One of the things that must occur before we can have any hope of winning the drug use problem is that we must break the use chain, meaning we must stop the new users from starting at all. By making it more difficult for kids to get and use drugs, we can then give them credible education, and they will be better able to make an informed decision about drug use when they are young adults. The Lancet report on a heroin study in Switzerland that provided free heroin to addicts, while successful in itself, also reached the interpretation that the harm reduction policy of Switzerland and its emphasis on the medicalization of the heroin problem seems to have contributed to the image of heroin as unattractive for young people, and new drug use fell dramatically. People that are abusive users or addicted must be afforded medical treatment instead of incarceration. It costs much less to treat an addiction than it does to incarcerate a prisoner. By greatly reducing our prison population, it has a more positive effect on permitting those incarcerated to receive rehabilitation training and education that may well prevent them from returning to prison once they've completed their adjudicated sentence. Drugs are too dangerous to be left in the hands of terrorists and criminals, and the criminal gangs and terrorists must be removed from the distribution chain, and then the associated violence will also stop. It's time for a change. Together, let's find a solution for our future. This is Terry Nelson on behalf of LEAP at Law Enforcement Against Prohibition at www.leap.cc, signing off.
Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.